T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9 o'clock straight up, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker behind the glass. TK, Tom Kelly on the update. You guys with us. 888-729-9494. That is how you get aboard. We'll get back to the phone lines here in a second and check our what the audience has to say about Carson Wentz, if he's met their expectations so far this season through 5 games. We know where the rankings are. He's between whatever metric you like, Pro Football Focus or DOVA or old school passer rating. He's somewhere between the top 5 and probably early, low 20s in terms of the way he's played compared to other quarterbacks. We'll get back to you guys in a second. Right now, though, we have to go out to the guest line. Elliot Shoreparks, 94WIP.com, the Go Birds podcast. We have a lot to talk about with Elliot, including his dog's birthday party tonight and how he feels about Christmas. Elliot, how you doing tonight?
What's going on, man? You know, like you mentioned, it is my dog's birthday. I'm throwing him a birthday party. But anytime you get a chance to have real good, honest Carson Wentz conversation, you don't pass that up.
So, first of all, how is the birthday party going, and does your dog know what's going on?
Oh, he knows. He's been talking about it for days. So he's very excited. We got him some treats, so it's a good thing. I adopted him about 9 months ago. It was a great decision. I would highly encourage everyone to go out and adopt a dog.
Well, I did the same. My dog, I guess it was now 6 years ago, I adopted. And Elliot, I will say this as someone who has had the birthday party days, they pretend like they don't know what's going on, but they know. I mean, like, deep down, they know it's their birthday and they want treats.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. He has a toy that has candles on the top, and he pulled off just the top where the fire is. You can't tell me he doesn't know.
No, he knows. And you know what else we know? We know about Carson Wentz here in the city. Well, I'll get to your take on Christmas, because I heard a rumor you don't like Christmas. I don't believe it. We'll get to that. But let's go to Carson Wentz here. So tonight we're talking about how he's played versus expectations, Elliot. And I said, look, he has met mine, because I think we're watching a good quarterback, but not a great one, and one that has, while the ability to make some good plays and some kind of eye-opening plays, he also misses a lot of routine things, and he has to clean those up. What has he been for you this year? Has he met your expectations? As, frankly, I mean, some of the numbers this year, it's not even close to what a lot of people expected.
Yeah, so one of the advantages I have is I've been covering the team for about 7 years, which means I have seen every snap Carson's ever taken with the Eagles. I see him at OTAs. I see him at training camp. I see all of his games. I see him in the beginning of practices. So I knew that when I saw Carson in training camp, one thing throughout his career is the player he is before the season and that month of training camp is always who he is during the season. And in training camp, he struggled with accuracy. I thought, he was pretty inconsistent. He would make 2 or 3 plays a day where you would say, this is the guy that almost won MVP 1 year. And then he'd make 2 or 3 throws a day where you'd say, how in the world did he miss that? And I think that's exactly who he has been so far this season. You mentioned all the different rankings. Some have him as high as number 1. Almost every other stat has him somewhere between 18 and 22nd. But if you just use your eyes and you just – all the Eagles fans out there that have watched Carson, they can tell that he has been an average quarterback this year. He makes 2 or 3 plays a game like he did last week on third down where he ducks and he completes a big third down play where you say, okay, this is the guy they want him to be. But you can't ignore the fact that when he's in the pocket, he misses a lot more throws than he used to. So I think Carson has been right around an average quarterback.
Elliot, the one thing that keeps coming up when it comes to Carson Wentz and how he and the team have played this year is the weapons he has. This afternoon I was listening to John and Ike, and they were talking about some of the mistakes Howie's made. And it's certainly not for a lack of trying. They have tried. They spent all offseason trying to put weapons around him. Now Deshaun is hurt. And they haven't gotten production out of like Arcega-Whiteside the way they hoped with a second round pick. But the reality is this, Elliot. I'm looking at some of the box scores. We did this a few minutes ago. Last year, when they beat the Texans here in late December, and that Texan team was coming off of, I think, maybe 9 or 10 straight wins coming into that game. The guys that played that day, as they put up over 500 yards of offense with Nick Foles playing quarterback, Sproles, Adams, Smallwood were the running backs. And Aguilar still here, Ertz still here, Jeffrey still here, were your top 3 receivers. It wasn't like they had an amazing you know, core of weapons last year, and they did at times have big days offensively. I can't just say this is all because of, you know, Deshaun being hurt. Can you?
No, and I think drops are an excuse that people use to make up for what they're seeing out of Carson. Have drops played a factor? Absolutely. A lot of different things play a factor in what we've seen out of the quarterback position. But when you talk about, like, the excuse of why the offense isn't moving and why the offense isn't doing great, I don't think you can use the excuse of drops or anything like that. And with the roster construction, you know, yeah, Deshaun's not there, and I think it's fair to blame Howie Roseman to the fact that he built so much of the offense around Deshaun and then didn't have anybody on the roster to replace him if he were to go down. I mean, the selection of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, he's not a speed guy. They don't really have a speed guy on the roster besides Deshaun. So is the roster perfect around Carson? No, I don't think it is. But as you mentioned, I think with Doug Peterson running the offense, you should still be able to put up more yards than they have been.
Elliot Shore Parks, 94WIP.com, joining us here, talking some Eagles, Carson Wentz. All right, Elliot, the one thing I keep bringing up here, because I think it really is going to either rear its ugly head or we're going to find out that they're just damn good at this, is the way they've played offense this year feels like they can't make any big plays since week one. They're really good on third down, and they're good in the red zone, and they're just kind of staying on the field, matriculating the way down. I don't think that's sustainable against all these defenses they're going to play. Minnesota and Dallas and Buffalo, if you had the three games after that, Chicago and Seattle and New England, I looked at it last night. They're going to face six of the top nine third-down defenses in the NFL. Feels like a baseball team without any home runs trying to get a bunch of singles to score runs. Do you think they could keep this up the way they're playing?
Yeah, the interesting thing is the last 2 weeks, they've kind of saved their season by winning back-to-back games. But they don't really. I don't really think they've been playing winning football. I mean, against the Packers, they ran the ball a lot. That's basically what kind of led their offense. I know Carson had the three touchdowns, and he played very well in that game. But you're not going to make the playoffs in the NFL running the ball. That's just, it's not going to happen. The Eagles talk about wanting to be the first and second seed, getting that bye. You're going to do that on the back of your quarterback. So you mentioned, you know, is this sustainable? Not really sure it is. In 2017, Carson was amazing on third down in a lot of third and long situations. But even then, it felt like, you know, they would be bad on first and second down, and then Carson would bail them out. Doug mentioned today when talking about the Vikings that one thing the Vikings do is they put you in tough third down situations by winning early on in the down. And when you look at the best teams around the league, they have really good success on first and second down, and they don't need Carson or whoever their quarterback is to convert some miraculous play on third and eight. So I don't think the way the Eagles are playing right now is sustainable if they want to be an 11 or 12 win team. But if they want to go 8-8, 9-7, yeah, they can play like this because they'll win two, they'll lose one, and they'll lose another, and they'll just be a, you know, pretty consistently inconsistent team.
Yeah, it reminds me, to go back to the baseball analogy, it's like, well, some teams get a lot of hits, runners in scoring position and get clutch hits, and then you have the Yankees who hit 300 home runs. That's why they win, because they just bludgeon you. And this Eagles team right now can't do that. Elliot, you mentioned the Vikings, and you're talking about what Doug said about their defense. I find them to be a fascinating team. I think that they have a lot of talent, the Minnesota Vikings, and it just sometimes it comes together, sometimes it doesn't. But the one thing that feels pretty obvious about this game is if they could get to Kirk Cousins and rattle him and hit him, he's probably not going to play well. But if Kirk Cousins has time, like everyone laughs at Kirk Cousins, we've seen it versus the Eagles. When he has time, he can beat you.
Yeah, look, I wrote this morning on WIP.com about how Kirk Cousins has had a lot of success against the Eagles. He's 5-3 in his career. His quarterback rating is over 100. And that's the thing about Kirk Cousins. Is he a top five quarterback? No. Is he top 10? He might be if he has time back there in the pocket. And the weird thing about watching the Vikings is I went back and I watched three of their games recently to prepare for this week. And you watch it and you say, wow, Dalvin Cook looks amazing. Kirk Cousins makes some throws that are great. Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, that defense. But then you come away kind of saying they're beatable. And I think that's partially because of Mike Zimmer. I don't think he's a very good head coach. So although the Vikings are very talented and going to Minnesota is going to be difficult, I do think this is actually a winnable game for the Eagles.
I do too. And the line, you know, dictates that. I think it's three the last time I looked at it. It's pretty, basically a toss-up game. All right, Elliot, before we wrap this up here, Owen from Glassboro called earlier, and I said that you were going to be on. And he said that you don't like Christmas, which here's my take on it. If someone's going to throw a birthday party for their dog, they probably like the Christmas season. That's just kind of the Venn diagram I imagine people. What's going on here?
Yeah, so I'm sure you deal with this a lot, Joe, as well, as two people out there that maybe aren't as high on Carson Wentz as other people, is they just accuse me of like not liking things that make people happy. So whenever Owen calls in, and Owen's obviously, as you know, always a great caller,
yep,
he says I'm the Grinch because I hate on Carson Wentz sometimes. So, no, look, I obviously love Christmas. I threw my dog a birthday party. I drank a pumpkin spice latte today. Like, I am team Christmas. So, Owen's, it's all in good fun.
This is everything I imagined when I brought you on tonight. Elliot, I appreciate you hopping on. Have a good night. Is Kingsley your dog's name?
Kingsley, yes.
Kingsley. Tell Kingsley I said happy birthday.
Will do. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, there he goes. Elliot Shoreparks, 94WIP.com. Pumpkin spice latte, Christmas sweaters, dog birthday parties. You know what? You know what I appreciate about Elliot? He is who he is, right? He's got his takes. He's got his pumpkin spice, which I enjoy myself as well. I love Christmas. And I would throw my dog a birthday party. Have you done any of those things? Let's see, Tucker. Do you like pumpkin spice stuff?
Not really, no.
All right, you're missing out there. Do you throw your dog a birthday party?
So my dog's first birthday is next Thursday.
Okay.
But I'll be here. So if you want to throw her a birthday party here next Thursday night, in the 2 hours we have before Thursday night football, that'd be cool.
If you bring your dog to work next Thursday, we'll throw our birthday party.
She only weighs like 12 pounds. We can hide her somewhere.
I mean, Al brings dogs here all the time. I don't even know if it's against the rules.
I know Spike's very pro dog,
yeah.
So I don't think he'd have an issue with it.
Here's my feeling on this. This is one of those things where you do it first, then you ask for forgiveness. Don't ask for permission. Just say, oh, we're not supposed to do that.
He going to do?
No one told me. The old George Costanza thing. Like, oh, no one ever actually told me.
Was that wrong?
Is that wrong? Should I have not done that? So next Thursday night, we have a birthday party for Tucker's dog. And what's the last one? Christmas? You pro-Christmas?
I am pro-Christmas. I know that's a controversial take, but I'm very pro-Christmas.
Yeah, the only controversial take would be the opposite of that. Doug in Connecticut. Let's see if he has any controversial takes. What's up, Doug?
I don't think I do, but, you know, I've been thinking since I started listening to you guys tonight. You know, like I said last night, in the health department, Carson has impressed me this year. He's taken shots where I'd say he should be on the injury report. Maybe he's out for the year. Maybe he's out for the game. But other than that, he hasn't impressed me. He hasn't really lived up to what I thought I'd see this year. But if I can, I want to take you back to the Falcons game and just the aspect of predictability in the offense. McCown's moving the ball, and Carson checks himself back into the game. We're at about the 15-yard line or so, and I say to myself, I know what play is coming, and I'm going to just call it Carson's favorite play, where he looks off the safety, he comes back, whoever's in the slot running towards the goalpost hits him on a slant, and Nelson gets shot by the safety. Now, if I have a hunch that that play is coming, and that's just one example.
Yeah, well, if you have a hunch, Doug, then Dan Quinn and the Falcons, or whoever they're playing, they have a hunch too.
Exactly. And then I take you to the Packers game. It's a 2nd and 5. We're driving, fourth quarter, maybe 9 minutes, and I'm just saying we're going to run this out. You know, we're going to go down, kick a field goal, do whatever. 2nd and 5, they throw it to Jordan Howard. He throws it to Jordan Howard in the flat. He gets blasted. So I'm like, you know, we're averaging 6-7 yards a run. I know, yeah, you got to mix it up, but why not get to a 3rd and 2, a 3rd and 3? If you need to get to a 4th and 1 and a quarterback, I mean, I just don't think they're helping him as much as they could, whether it's preparation, whether it's in-game decisions. But he's just not as accurate as I think we all thought he'd be. I hope he gets hot. I hope he just – something clicks and he says, oh, I used to do this in college, and he just gets hot. Because if he keeps playing this way, we're going to have to win close games in these next 3 games. And that's not what I want to see. But if he gets hot, we can win all 3.
I agree with that. Yeah, the hard part is just the attrition, you know, of winning 3 road games in a row. And that 3rd one's probably going to be more tricky than we want it to be. But, yeah, they could. Like, individually, in a vacuum, Doug, I'm with you. They could win each of these games. And I hope they walk away with at least 2 of them so they're springboarded. But I agree with your take on the kind of the predictability sometimes of the offense. And the hard part with his mechanics and his accuracy is I never know game to game or drive to drive whether he's going to be spot on or he's going to be way off. It's very odd. There's a high variance to his accuracy where when he's on, he throws perfect passes. And when he's not, he misses by considerable margins.
Yep. I mean, when he threw those two dimes, deep dimes to Deshaun, I was kind of surprised. When he played that poorly, against the Falcons in the first quarter, I was not surprised. I mean, that's not what I expected, but I was not surprised that, I mean, it's his mechanics. It's, you know, he's just got to do better, and I think he's got to get coached up, and whether it's decisions that they got to make in the offseason to bring someone back in, you know, like Frank Reich. But I'm excited for these road trips. I mean, it's still early enough for them to prove us all wrong, and I hope they do. I hope they get hot. And, you know, this defense with the injuries, if we can get someone in a trade and the guys start coming back, we're going to have some – we could get good on defense. We could be great on offense and see where we go.
For sure. Doug, always appreciate the call. It's going to be fun. Big game on Sunday in Minnesota. Ron in Monco is up. What's up, Ron?
Joe, how you doing tonight?
Doing well, Ron. What's up?
Hey, listen, you know, I watch this quarterback, and I don't listen to anybody. I go by what I see. And I'll tell you, if this young man, he's going to be a good quarterback. I'm telling you, he's going to be a good quarterback if he doesn't get himself killed. Okay? And you know, he's put himself in every game, he's put himself in harm's way. Seriously, he's done it in every game. This game, the last game, I think he really only did it once, but that's all it takes is once, and then he's done. And you know what? I'm not a Peterson guy. Okay.
Why aren't you?
Because I'm still on the fence whether Reich had everything to do with what went on or Peterson. From everything that's played out since the first time he went down, and then Foles coming in, and they dummied down the offense, and that offense worked, and everything was going good. It was a simple offense. And then when the next year, Foles went in, didn't do well, and then everybody was waiting, here comes Wentz.
And it still wasn't good. Yeah, you know,
it was completely
right.
Bad.
Yeah, their offense. You know, they've had a couple moments, like, you know, a couple games at the end last year. But really, since the end of 2017, it hasn't been the same.
He doesn't even look like he. You know, listen, Joe. I'm going to bring up a couple quick points. He. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, we don't play preseason, so the first two games are preseason, and that's pretty universal across the league. You know, but you got to get them W's. You got to find a way to get the W's. And the coaching was horrendous. I'm going to tell you, the last guy took you in the Atlanta game. I'm going to take you in the Detroit game. That was a 2-minute drill. They had 2 bites at the apple. They had 2 minutes and almost 60 seconds with 2 timeouts. And that was the worst coaching I've ever seen in my life. Not because it's the Eagles. A good coach could have taken that team down that field with what he had left twice and scored. That was the worst play calling I've ever seen in my life. They never should have, you know, a lot of, they got to overcome that. He doesn't look like he's ready for prime time, that coach himself, in the beginning of the last 2 seasons.
Yeah, I disagree. I'm a big Doug guy, and I think the issues they have are more towards the execution of the offense than the design of the offense.
That comes down to coaching, Joe.
But no, he can't make them execute. He designs the play. They got to execute.
You can't pull that story like you did with baseball. Oh, you can't make the headers hit. No, this is football now.
Ron, wait a second. I agree with you. He does have more of an impact, certainly, right? Because he's the coach and he could design the play and spring a guy open. But like when there's a wide open guy down the field and either the receiver drops it or the quarterback overthrows it. All the coach could do is scheme it so it looks the way it looks on the field. That's all he can do.
Joe, Wentz is in a big transition right now. He's in a big transition from being that runaround in the backfield guy to becoming an NFL quarterback, okay? He's in a transition. And I don't see Peterson. I don't see him helping him.
The Packer game, they ran it, and he had Jordan Howard.
I missed that game.
Ron, listen. We got to go back. We got to watch that one, Ron. I appreciate it. And I'll let you borrow my game pass, NFL.com. You call him Tucker. I'll give you my password. Ron, you go watch that game tonight because that was a Doug Peterson game. I mean, they were running holes 10 yards. I think it was Aikman and Buck on that game, and Aikman was saying he's never seen running holes that big. He played in front of Troy Aikman played in one of the great offensive lines of all time. Like, he has seen running holes that are gigantic for Emmitt Smith to run through. He knows. So he was giving Doug credit. And then just go back and watch the Jordan Howard touchdown pass that Wentz had in the Green Bay game. I don't think you'll see an easier touchdown toss all year. He looked left. He saw Howard was open because of the natural pick. And he just laid it out for him. And I think half of the high school receivers or running backs in the world right now in this country could have scored there. That's how easy it was. I'm not taking anything away from Carson. Good read, good throw. Jordan, good catch, ran it in. But, like, that was schemed up. So I don't think Doug is the problem here. And the problem is the personnel not quite as great as we want it to be, and the quarterback being more good than great. That's I think, the issue of the offense. 888-729-9494, #9494. Let's see what happened. We'll come back. Your phone calls. I'll give you an update on the Major League Baseball playoffs. There's one game five in the books in the NL. I'd love the outcome. The other one is off to a good start. So we'll give you the update there, and we have Tucker's take coming up as well. 888-729-9494, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.